sufferings know it is out of their love. So that we can gather in His love.
我们在主面前，我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
其实我们感谢你，让我们今天能够在主面前能够聚集在你面前的时间。
Lord, thank you for giving us today to gather before you again.
其实我们真的是求主那赐人智慧启示灵与我们众人同在。
And we ask your Spirit to give us revelation to be with us together.
主让我们能够一同在主面前能够研读主的话，能够明白主的话语。
So that we can read your words together and understand your word.
主真的是在这个时间，主求主与我们丰富的同在。
And be with us abundantly.
主求主与我们讲的，主我们在这边的弟兄和姐妹，还有我们所有的主日学里面的孩子们都同在。
And be with all the people in the listening to your verses and also the children worship.
求主你的爱充满我们。
May your love fill us.
感谢主耶稣。
Thanks the Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ's name, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 好，我今天跟弟兄姐妹要分享的题目是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神跟雅各的神。
Today, the topic that I want to share with you is God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
因为在我想很多弟兄姐妹，我们现在刚开始这一年的时候，我们都会开始读一些从圣经的开头，开始念。
So a lot of brothers and sisters will start from the first chapter of the Bible.
所以呢，我想大家对创世纪应该都还蛮熟的。So
you should be familiar with the book of Genesis.
然后我想最近听了一些在主面前的一些弟兄姐妹分享，也特别讲到这方面。And
I have heard a few fellowships among brothers and sisters regarding to this respect.
所以呢，我想就是今天早上分享这一方面。So
I would like to share this fellowship today.
那我们第一段圣经是看的，我举一开始我们看两段圣经，第一段是在出埃及记的第三章第六节。Well,
let's read two verses. First is the book of Exodus, chapter 3.
这好像不是很清楚啊，不过我先念中文，姐妹念英文。I'll
start reading the Chinese and then I'll read the English.
出埃及记三章第六节这边讲说，又说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。Exodus
chapter 3 verse 6, and he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
那在马太福音22章的31节，
Book of Matthew chapter 22.
31节32节，这边讲到说，论到死人复活，神在经上向你们所说的，你们没有念过吗？他说，我是亚伯拉罕之神，以撒的神，雅各的神，神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。Chapter
22, verse 31. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of dead, but of the living.
这边在第一段圣经里面，在出埃及三章六节的话，这一段圣经是在摩西在旷野的时候看到的那个异象，看到一个在荆棘火焰中的那个异象的时候，神向他所说的话。The
first scripture came from Moses, who said it after he saw the burning bushes.
神对摩西讲说，我是你父亲的神。
God said to him that I am your father's God and also your ascendant God, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac.
他很明显那边看到说，神要让摩西知道说，他是带领他的先祖的神，他是带领他先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。So
clearly, God wants Moses to see that he is the God who led Abraham and Isaac.
那在那个马太福音的马太福音22章的时候，这边主耶稣所提的这句话，事实上是因为撒都该人来质问耶稣的一段话，因为撒都该人他不相信死人复活。And
the second scripture in the book of Matthew came from Jesus answering the people of Sadducees, because Sadducees did not believe in Jesus.
因为基督耶稣在这边所讲，他说我是亚伯拉罕神、以撒神、雅各的神。 他说，主耶稣说，神不是死人神，乃是活人神。
And Jesus answered the Sadducees that the Lord said, He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not God of the dead, but of the living.
所以从这边我们可以明显看到，主耶稣讲到说，其实从这边来看到说，我们以后如果在主回来之前，我们去世的话，我们都要以后都要在主再回来的时候，我们都要从死里复活。
So it indicates that even if we die before the Jesus returned, we are going to live again in front of him when he returns.
那我们也知道说，主耶稣基督他自己从死里复活。
And we know that Jesus Lord has resurrected from death.
因此我们今天所有的在我们信主的所有的弟兄和姐妹，我们都能够，主耶稣我想有另外一层意思在这边讲到说，我们每一个人在我们这个时间，我们相信主了以后。
And therefore, all those who believe in the Lord Jesus can receive this power of resurrection.
因为你知道主耶稣他以前讲过，他另外一段圣经讲过，在路加福音，他讲到说，他说，他呼召人来跟从他，但是那个人回答说，让我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
If you remember from the book of Luke that Jesus called someone to follow him, but the person says, Let me first bury my father.
那主耶稣回答说，让死人埋葬死人吧。
And Jesus replied to him that let the dead bury the dead.
所以在神的面前来看呢，只有在主面前信主，在主面前接受主的人，是在主面前认为是活的人。
And therefore, only those who believe in the Lord is considered living.
那我们今天所讲的这一篇是主要是讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。And
today we are concentrating on Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为你知道从那个创世纪从第十二章到创世纪的末了。From
the book of Genesis chapter 12 to the end.
那基本上呢，其实如果你注意看的话，其实这一面就基本上就讲了一家人。
And you will see that it mentioned about this one family.
就主要是讲亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各还有约瑟。And
it mentioned this family from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob.
因为我们知道说，事实上救赎的开始是从亚伯拉罕开始。The
salvation started from Abraham.
那我们知道说，救赎的中心是我们主耶稣基督。And
the center of the salvation is our Jesus Christ.
虽然在创世纪的开头，我们知道主也在一些先祖里面，他有一些的拯救。In
the book of Genesis, there are some salvation done.
但是我们很明显看到说，从救赎，一个很重要的开始是从亚伯拉罕开始。But
the beginning of the salvation started from Abraham.
那我们知道说，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都是走信心道路人。And
we know that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they walk on the path of faith.
我们相信说，在他们身上所发生的许多事情，也成我们今天一些属灵的一些的原则。We
believe that what happened to them has become a indication for us.
那从亚伯拉罕，我们知道从亚伯拉罕一直到主耶稣基督，我们知道说神的救恩一直在他的百姓的身上。From
Abraham till Jesus Christ, the salvation did not stop on God's people.
从主耶稣基督到我们的身上，一直到主的再来，主的救恩要一定的完成。From
Jesus Christ to us to the second return of Jesus, this salvation is going to complete.
好，那我们就先来看一下亚伯拉罕。
And let's start with Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕，我想每一个人啊，我想大概主要是提三点，因为我想因为圣经很多，你在创世纪里面，它有几十章的圣经。There
are so many scriptures in the Bible, but I'd like to point out a few.
那我想在每一个人物身上，我们能够看几个点就好了。And
let's see a few points from each of these persons.
那亚伯拉罕第一点呢，我们看到是他是有意象的生活。
The first point for Abraham is that he has a life of visions.
那因为上面我想后面看的不是很清楚。You
might not be clearly from the back
我这样用念好，我跟大家讲一下，是在《使徒行传》第七章的第二节。As
in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 2.
他这边讲到说，斯蒂凡说：“诸位父兄，请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀神向他显现，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所指示你的地方去。”
Stephen replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people, God said, and go to the land I'll show you."
那另外一处圣经在希伯来书第十一章第八节。
The second scripture is in the book of Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 8.
这边讲说，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去。 往将来要得为业的地方去，出去时候还不知道往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham, being called, obeyed and go out into the place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and went out not knowing where he was going.
那我想，这几段圣经大家也都很熟悉。
We are all familiar with these scriptures.
那第一个我想跟大家分享就是异象的生活哈。
So I want to share about the visions.
那我想亚伯拉罕他。 那什么叫异象?
And what is vision?
那我想我们很多人，我们也许刚刚信主的时候啊，或是还没信主的时候，就说主啊，你如果哪天呢显现一下，给我看一下。
A lot of us might have this experience while we still have not believed, or we started to believe in the Lord, that Lord, please show me yourself.
或是呢，你让我这个在什么地方呢？
发生一件很奇异的事情。Or show me a miracle.
那确实有很多弟兄姐妹，他们在信主之后有一些事情在他们身上发生。And
in fact, something like this happened to a lot of brothers and sisters.
但是有更多的弟兄姐妹，事实上我们信主的时候什么事也没发生。But
most of the brothers and sisters never have anything happened.
那就像我一样，我信主的时候什么事也没发生。So
just like me, when I first started to believe, nothing happened to me special.
但是我知道我里面发生了一件事情。But
I know something happened inside.
我的里面呢，主摸着我。Inside
me, I was touched by the Lord.
因为我很清楚知道我在那一天我相信了主。Because
I clearly know that that day I believe in the Lord.
我们知道旧约都是一些的，好像图画一样。We
know that Old Testament is like a picture, a drawing to us.
新约事实上是实际，就是主的灵摸着我们，我们这个人就得救了。In
the New Testament, it become practical that the Lord's Spirit touch us.
所以我们事实上，我们每个人都是有异象的人。So
every one of us actually receive the visions.
我们每个人就是当我们接受主的时候，就是我们在主面前接受的第一个重要的、最重要的异象。When
we receive Lord Jesus into our life, that's the vision to us.
那我们知道说，那个你看我上面写英文，它我这边写英文那个意象，如果加 s 啊。And
if you can see the slide, the vision with an s.
就是多说，其实我们的意象事实上主不断的在呼召我们，不断的跟我们显现。So
these visions are in peril because it continuously to reveal to us.
就好像你在亚伯拉罕，我们刚才读这一章是在《使徒行传》第七章。
Just like we just read about Abraham in the book of Acts, chapter 7.
他这边所讲的是在米索多大米的时候，神对他显现。This
was mentioning about Abraham at Mesopotamia.
但事实上，我们读那个创世纪第十二章，你知道说，其实神又对。 亚伯拉罕显现是在他在哈兰的时候。And
also in the book of Genesis, you can see that Lord revealed to Abraham in Haran.
所以呢，事实上，亚伯拉罕不知道为什么他在哈兰停顿了一段时间。Abraham
for some reason stopped in Haran for a while.
他原来是在加勒底的乌尔。He
was in the Ur before.
然后呢，他在哈兰。And
then he stopped at Haran.
然后才得到了迦南。Then
he went to Canaan.
那所以呢，所以说主在他这一生里面常常对他显现。So
the Lord appeared to him all the time, oftenly.
所以我们在主面前，我们事实上主也常常对我们说话。So
Lord actually always speak to us.
那主对我们说话以后，我们在主对主的显现有什么样的一个回应呢？
And what is our response to the Lord?
在希伯来书这里，我们刚才所读的第十一章第八节，他讲说他怀蒙召的时候就遵命出去。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it just says that by faith Abraham went out.
所以呢，他跟你讲说要往将来为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。That
he went out and obeyed and go out to this place which he was to receive for an inheritance, but when he went out, he didn't know where he was going.
所以呢，在这边让我看见说，当我们领受主的意向，当我们接受主在主面前的恩典的时候。 我们有一个很重要的回应，就是我们要出去。So
here it revealed to us that when we receive the grace of vision, we have to go out.
那什么是出去啊？
And what is the meaning of go out?
那我们知道从亚伯拉罕他就是从 加里乌尔道的迦南。
From the experience of Abraham, he left Ur, he go out of Ur.
但是对我们这个新约来讲说，那什么要出去呢？
So in the New Testament, what does it mean by go out?
我想对于我们在刚刚信主的一个主的儿女来讲，
To the newborn believers, children.
我们第一步是我们的信主。
First is we believe in the Lord.
我们的第二步呢，是我们在主面前能够受浸归入主的名下。
Second step is to be baptized under the Lord's name.
那我们刚才我们弟兄有宣布说，我们四月中旬有受浸的聚会。
Our brother just announced that there is a baptism in April.
那我想，我也鼓励我们当中，我们已经信主了，接受主了。主实在是对你的信念说话，主也你也接，你确实知道我们是一个接受主的人。
And I encourage those already received the Lord and truly feel that the Lord is speaking into you.
我们在重要在主面前的出去，就是我们能够站出来，受浸归入主名下。
So the meaning of go out in this respect is to stand out, testify for the Lord, and be baptized.
你知道，就好像那个亚伯拉罕，你知道他们说他们称他是叫希伯来人。
Just like Abraham, he is Hebrew.
那希伯来人的意思就是过了一条大河的人了。
Hebrew,
从大河那边来的人。
Hebrew means the people who crossed the river.
就是经过了幼发拉底河。
Who passed the river of
Euphrates. 然后呢，我们知道说，在以色列人他也是经过河的人了，经过海的人。
And the Israelites also passed the Red Sea.
他们是经过红海的一批人。
They passed the Red Sea.
所以我们在主面前，当我们信主的时候，这是我们在主面前很重要的出去。
So this is the point of go out in front of our Lord.
那我想在主面前，对我们已经信主一阵子的。
So to us that we have been believed for a while.
我想我们在主面前，我们还是主对我们有不断的启示，对我们有不断的对主有不断认识的时候，我们也要应该离开我们现在的光景。
That the Lord continue to reveal to us, and we continue to have more understanding to the Lord, then we have to go out from our current situation.
我们知道，我们常常不知道弟兄姐妹听到，有时候常常听到弟兄姐妹讲说，哎呀，我信主就好啦，我也有去聚会啊，这样就可以了啦。
Some of the brothers and sisters, they will say, "Oh, I believe in the Lord. I attend gatherings. That's good enough."
但是主很明显的讲，我们当主的意象对我们显现，当主对我们继续说话的时候，主不要让我们再停留原本的光景，主要让我们在他的旨意上继续往前走。
But the Lord clearly revealed to us that when we receive His visions, we cannot stay in the same condition. We need to go forward.
所以求主帮助我们。好，那我们第二点讲到说，亚伯拉罕第二个就是很明显，我们看到说他是一个过帐篷生活的人。
The second point about Abraham is that he lived the life of tents.
以赛亚希伯来书第十一章的第九节，他这边讲说，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，如那同盟一位应许的以撒、雅各一样。
And here in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 9, it says, "By faith he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. In a foreign country, he lived in tent, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise."
然后在第十一章第十节，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Verse 10, "For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder of God is God."
你知道那个做帐篷、住帐篷，我想弟兄姐妹继续可能在暑假的时候偶尔一两天住过帐篷。
Probably brothers and sisters had experience living in tents during the summer for a day or two.
你知道你住过帐篷，夏天住过帐篷的话是好玩啊，但是呢，你住一两天就觉得很不方便。
To you, it could be fun for a day or two, but afterward, it becomes very inconvenient.
所以上次那个 Mark 弟兄跟我讲，他在 Virginia 住了一个多礼拜帐篷，我很佩服他。
And Mark had mentioned to me that in Virginia, he stayed in the tent for more than a week, and I admired him for doing it.
因为你知道那个洗澡很不方便，然后吃饭的时候要起火不方便。
It's very inconvenient to take shower and hard to start fire.
然后一坐两天你就想回到你家的床上去睡，因为比较舒服。
After 2 days of living in the tent, you would like to return to your home with your bed.
但是我们知道从这边看到亚伯拉罕他这一生成为一个住帐篷的人。
But Abraham, his whole life is living in tent.
因为他在他的里面呢有一个，我这样讲，他也有一个里面的看见。
He has this inner seeing.
他里面有一个里面的看见，他看见一个，那永远的城。
He saw this eternal city.
那个等候那位那个那座有根基的城。
He was looking forward for the city with foundations.
那圣经讲说，就是神所经营所建造那座城。
And that's the city architect and builder by God.
因为他知道说，他住帐篷是暂时的。
Because he knew that his tent is only temporary.
他知道说，有一天他与主在。
That he will be with God in this new city one day.
但是我这是我们里面一个，就是一个属灵的看见了。This
is a spiritual seeing.
那跟我们一些人是，有一些人，特别世人有很大的不同。And
it's very different with the worldly people seeing.
那事实上，就在跟他在当时在亚伯拉罕同时间，我们知道他的侄子叫罗德嘛，对不对？
You understand? You know the story about Lot, his nephew, Abraham's nephew.
罗德在圣经里面，圣经也称他是一个义人。
Lot was called a righteous man.
可是呢，我明显看到他没有像亚伯拉罕一样。
But he didn't have the spiritual seeing in his life.
那因为在当时他们发生一些事情，就是我很简单讲，就基本上他们牧人相争，就是因为他们的财产越来越多，牧人羊啊牛越来越多。
It started from both of them have a lot of flocks and herds.
那后来呢，他们亚伯拉罕就跟他侄子讲，他说我们是弟兄啊。
And Abraham said to Lot that we are brothers.
然后就让他选他要去的地方。他说你选的我就不去了，然后让罗德选。
And Abraham led Lot to start choosing which place to go to.
这跟我们中文习惯不大一样。如果你跟你侄子在一起，是你选还是你侄子选？
It may be different with the Chinese habit.
但是亚伯拉罕他有一面有属灵看见，他让侄子选。
But Abraham has this spiritual seeing that he allowed his nephew to choose first.
在创世纪43章的第10节。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 14.
他罗德就看见约旦河全平原，直到所尔都是吃顿的。那地在耶和华未灭所多玛、俄罗摩纳以先，如同耶和华的原子，已向埃及地。
Verse 10. Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, to a Zoar.
Yeah, 他这边讲到说，看见那个平原哦，就是在约旦河旁边的平。我没有去过，不过我想有些弟兄有去过。他这边讲到说，约旦平原，他说都是滋润的，也好像耶和华的园子。
Here he mentioned about the plain of the Jordan. I haven't been there before, but I believe some brothers and sisters have visited it.
耶和华园子你看起来就是很好嘛。And
it says it looked like the garden of Lord, so it must be good.
很滋润。Very
well watered.
然后也像埃及地。And
like the land of Egypt.
因为我们知道埃及地的话，它就是河水泛滥，他们就可以耕种。We
know that from Egypt they have a rich land.
那我们知道罗德他原本是一个住帐篷的人。And
Lot was also living in tents.
所以他就慢慢移。 移到了，就是移到那个地方去。So
he slowly moved to that plain.
然后呢，他移到地方去，不是那样。然后我们从创世纪后面知道，他后来还住到了那个所多玛里面去。And
we understand in the later chapters that he moved into Sodom.
而且呢，他你知道，当天使向他显现，然后住到城门口。And
when the angels revealed to him, he already lived in the city gate. Of Sodom.
所以呢，当天使要救他的时候，那个旁边人说：“你要在我们当中，你要想做官啊。”And
so when this angel went to save him, he was mentioned that someone asked him if he want to be an officer of the city.
那你知道当这个人有不同看见的时候，我们的生活就好像有很大的不同。When
people have different visions, then they have different life.
当天使要灭那个索多玛跟俄摩纳的时候，因为圣经有句话，他说因为纪念亚伯拉罕，所以他拉着罗德走。
And in the later chapters, we understand that the angel wants to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But because of Abraham, the angel wants to take out Lot.
你知道圣经描写罗德, 他说他迟延不走,
but the Bible mentioned that Lot hesitated.
就是你知道当我们没有以面那个对神的看见的时候, 我们跟世界就黏得太紧,
so sometimes we glue to the world too tight.
而且圣经描写他说，他跟他的女婿们讲说，神要灭城啊，我们要走了。And
the Bible also mentioned that when Lot told his sons-in-law that they have to leave because the God wanted to destroy the cities.
他的女婿说，以为他说的是戏言，就是他以为他在开玩笑。But
the son-in-law took him as a joke.
所以呢，罗德，你知道这个人在外面，他的。 见证没有像亚伯拉罕一样。So
Lot's testimony may not be the same as Abraham's.
所以呢，你知道主耶稣在马太福音，特别在路加福音有讲到说，你们要回想罗德的日子。So
Jesus mentioned in the book of Luke that you have to remember the day of Lot.
就让我们不要好像成为一个警戒啊，叫做你要回想杨宗汉日子啊。
They become a warning to you, so I hope.
年底连得太紧, 走不了。
So I hope one day Lord will not say, remember the day of Yang Zhonghan, that I am too stuck to the world.
就好像我们当主也许要让我们叫要 rapture 我们的时候。
So one day when the Lord wants to lift us up,
就是要提我们的时候,
He wants to take us. In the rapture.
就你知道，就我们都提不动我们，因为我们离跟地离得太近了。But
then he couldn't take us up because we are glued to the earth.
所以呢，主让我们看见说，我们在主面前要对于这个世界有一个新的看见。So
we have to have this new vision to the world.
我们的里面的所仰望的是什么？What
we are looking forward to.
那圣经里面讲到说，万国是因亚伯拉罕得福。
It mentioned in the Bible that all the nations are blessed because of Abraham.
那我想我们在这边，我们不能说万国都因我们得福。这我们可能有点说，实在是不敢当。We
might not be able to say that the nations are blessed because of us.
但是至少我们能够让我们周围的人因我们得福。But
we hope that we can say that. The surrounding people can be blessed because of us.
让我们真的是在主面前能够这样的眼光。May
the Lord give us this vision.
那我们第三个要讲到亚伯拉罕是讲到说，那他很明显另外一个就讲到是他是过一个就祭坛生活的人。The
third point I want to mention about Abraham is that his life of altars.
那我们知道祭坛在主面前，特别是讲到说，当你自己把自己献给主。We
know that altars means sacrifice yourself and give yourself to the Lord.
就好像罗马书第十二章第一节讲说，我们要当身体献上，当作活祭。
In the book of Romans, chapter 11, it mentioned that we have to give ourselves as the living sacrifice.
那亚伯拉罕事实上在圣经里面，我们看到他很明显，他有四个祭，很明显。
There are four altars, which is clearly written.
在四个地方有四个坛，献了四个坛。
In four places that he built four altars.
那我想，因为时间关系，我就提下就好。我只想讲最后一个。他第一个就是在示剑，他献上；第二个是在伯特利；第三个是在希伯伦。The
first one was built in Shechem, the second one built in Bethel, and the third one built in Hebron.
那示剑是代表说主的。 是代表说，你知道原文就是肩膀。Shechem
means the shoulders.
你知道，当我们一个人到了一个完全不在，他到迦南地的时候，那时候的人都不相信神的。When
he went to Canaan,
他们是拜假神的。When
he went to Canaan, the local people do not believe in the Lord.
那他很明显他在主面前要把自己献上，他知道说他凭自己没有能力。He
wants to give himself to the Lord clearly because he knew that he's incapable.
他必须在主面前献上说：“主，你是我的能力，因为肩膀代表我们的能力。”He
wants to give himself to the Lord to let Lord become His power.
然后第二个是讲伯特利，第三希伯伦。那最后一个我想比较特别注意的，请大家弟兄姐妹要注意到是讲到说他献以撒这件事情。The
last one is where he gave Isaac.
在创世纪第22章第2节，他们讲说。 他说：“你要带着你儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。” 在我所要指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。
Book of Genesis chapter 22 verse 2. Then God said, Take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you.
他这边圣经讲说是你的独生的儿子你所爱的以撒。
And the scripture clearly say that take your only son whom you love, Isaac.
那我们知道他亚伯拉罕是不是只有他一个儿子呢？
Is Isaac the only son that Abraham has?
实际上亚伯拉罕在以撒之前他有另外一个儿子。
Abraham had another son before Isaac.
但是这边这个儿子是主所应许的。
But this is the promised son by God.
而且呢这边是讲说因为是他所爱的因为这是亚伯拉罕他几岁生的儿子啊大家弟兄。
And here it mentioned that whom you love. As you know, how old was Abraham when he had Isaac?
Jeremy, answer 一下。他是100岁他是他很老的时候生的 ,100 岁生的。
100 years, he was old.
然后上面讲到说这是你所爱的以撒。
And it mentioned that whom you love, Isaac.
那我想我们在周五查经的时候我们特别最近在查那个哥林多前书第13章讲的爱。
We were in the Bible study about 1 Corinthians chapter 13 regarding love.
那我记得前阵子我们弟兄也分享那个谭弟兄也分享到那我这边特别也讲到说这个爱这个字你所爱的以撒这个爱是圣经中第一次出现爱。
And brother had shared that this love mentioned in the scripture is the first mentioning of love in the Bible.
那第二个爱呢在圣经中出现了就是以撒爱利百加。
And the second love appeared in the Bible is Isaac loved Rebecca.
所以第一次爱是代表了说天父爱这是代表主我们的天父爱他的儿子。
So the first love,
主耶稣基督。
The first love revealed as God loved his son, begotten son, Jesus Christ.
那第二次的爱是代表是基督爱教会。
And the second love revealed as Christ loved church.
那他这边特别讲到说但是对亚伯翰来讲这是他最爱就是他的儿子以撒。
Here to Abraham, the one who he loved is Isaac.
但是呢主让他把他献为燔祭。
But Lord want him to give Isaac as the burnt offering.
感谢主啊那主最后把以撒还给他他并没有真正杀了以撒。
Thanks the Lord. The Lord did not allow him to actually kill Isaac. And Isaac returned to him.
在末了的时候主就把他的儿子还给了亚伯拉罕。
And in the end, his son was returned to Abraham.
那我们常常在我想这边分享一点就是说主会要让我们在里面我们最爱的主要让我们思想我们在主里面我们最爱的是什么。
And Lord want to ask us, what do we love most?
那其实我有点感觉是这样的那我们常常觉得我们在主面前我们在主面前祷告我们要求一件事情主常常因他的恩典主赐给我们。
A lot of time we come to the Lord and ask for something, plead for something, and the Lord gave it to us because of his grace.
那我们祷告也参加祷告会也参加。
We came to the prayer meeting.
我们跟弟兄姐妹也分享。
We have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们也常常有小很小组的地方，我们跟几个弟兄姐妹一起也祷告。
We have prayer with small groups of brothers and sisters.
但是当主把这些东西赐给我们以后
，But when Lord gave us all these，
我们好像常常被那些东西所抓住了。
And then we were grabbed from the thing that the Lord gave us.
那我举个例子不一定是指我们当中啦但是就好像说就说我们都一直没有孩子在哪一天我们求主给我们一个孩子。
For example, if we don't have children and we beg the Lord, pray for the Lord to let us allow to have children.
当我们有了孩子之后呢结果我们这个弟兄姐妹好像就消失很久了。
But then after we have children, then the brother and sister disappear for a while.
因为他最爱的已经好像转移目标了，从对主的爱慢慢的转移到他儿子的身上。
Because the object to their love, the target of the love has shifted from God to their children.
我们从那个，比如说，也许从他们的照片啊，从 Facebook 啊
，Probably from pictures，
我们都可以看到，这好像。 整个重心已经改变了。
From their pictures on their Facebook, you can see the center of their life has shifted.
我们应该像亚伯拉罕一样，当我想主会在某个时间问我们，你最爱的是什么？
So from time to time, Lord is going to ask you, what is the thing that you love most?
你最爱的是你的孩子吗？
Your children?
你最爱的是你的工作吗？
Your work?
或是你其他的东西？
Or something else?
那求主帮助我们能够像亚伯拉罕一样。
And may the Lord help us just like being Abraham.
好，那我想我们下面一个讲以撒。
And the next person we are talking about is Isaac.
因为亚伯拉罕其实可以分享很多啊。
We can, we would not end if we continue with Abraham.
那以撒呢？其实以撒在整个创世纪里面没有多少章，只有几章圣经而已。
And Isaac was not mentioned in too many chapters in the book of Genesis.
不过以撒是一个好像弟兄姐妹比较喜爱的人物。
But Isaac is a favorite person to most of the brothers and sisters.
因为如果我们当中的话，我们叫亚伯拉罕的好像比较少。
Because among us, a few of us named themselves Abraham.
但是叫以撒的还有一些。
But being named Isaac has a few.
因为以撒事实上是一个承受祝福的一个人。
Because Isaac has received a lot of blessings.
那个，我读一段圣经哈，在创世纪二十五章第五节这边讲到说，亚伯拉罕将一切所有都给了以撒。
Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac。
然后第二十五章的第十一节这边讲说，亚伯拉罕死了以后呢，神赐福给他儿子以撒。
Book of Genesis chapter 25 verse 11. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac.
所以这边看，从人这方面讲，亚伯拉罕把他一切都给了他。
So in the human side, Abraham gave everything he owned to Isaac.
其实你读圣经，你知道亚伯拉罕是不止一个儿子，他其实有好几个。
So actually, if you read the Bible carefully, Abraham had more than one son beside Isaac.
但是只有以撒是神所应许的。
But only Isaac is the one promised by God.
那你知道从除了亚伯拉罕，那这边也讲到说神也赐福给他。
And after Abraham, death, God blessed his son Isaac.
那其实说起来，其实亚伯拉罕其实对我们来讲，其实他是一个好像一个不是好像像他爸爸一样有那么好很厉害的一个人。
Isaac was not as great as Abraham.
你知道他爸爸有可以一下带了好几百个人去救罗德。
You know, Abraham led a few hundred men to save Lot.
那他自己对我们，好像我们觉得我们自己就好像跟一个跟以撒一样，就是一个普普通的人。
So we are like Isaac, a common person.
那但是呢，我想在这个看起来好像普通的一个人身上呢，他一些特别的事情，我们可以有一些思想。
So even though he is common, there is something special.
那我想就是第一个就讲到他出生，我们刚才有讲到他是从应许所生出来的。
First is his birth, because he's born out of promise.
他不是从情欲生的。
He's not born
from flesh
or from the desire.
他是从神生的。
But he's born from God.
是从神的应许生的。
From God's promise.
那这边有段圣经讲说，在以弗所书第一章第四节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
他说就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选的我们，使我们在他们面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
我们这边看到说我们相信主，我们被主乃是被主所拣选的。
Here we see that we believe the Lord because we were chosen by the Lord.
其实我们讲说我们好像我们拣选主，其实按照圣经这句话来看，其实神在创世之前，在万事之前就已经拣选我们。
We feel that we choose the Lord, we choose to believe in him, but from the verse here it says clearly that before the creation the Lord has chosen us.
他说我们在他面前要成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
That we will be holy and blameless in his sight.
我们的出生，我们在主面前成为神的儿女，我们的地位是圣洁的。
Our birth as the children of God, we are holy.
我们的地位在主面前是高的。
We have this high status in front of the Lord.
因此我们在主面前要看重我们在主面前的身份。
So we have to be careful with our own status.
他这边讲的时候，我们要承认主面前成为一个圣洁的人。
Here it says that we have to be holy.
那圣洁在另外一方就是主把我们分别出来。And
holy also means that the Lord has separated us out.
主既然把我们分别出来，那我们在主面前，因着我们在主面前是尊贵的身份。And
because of our holy status that He separated us out.
我想我们在很多生活上，我们在主面前要。
So in our daily life, we have to match our status.
那你知道在以撒这个人，他这一生基本上没有离开过迦南。
And you know Isaac had never left Canaan.
不像他父亲亚伯拉罕，他是从河那大河那边来的人。
Not like Abraham who traveled through rivers.
也不像他的儿子，像。 雅各也是离开很远,
and it's not like his son Jacob who left to a far place.
他基本上就是在主的安排之下，在他父亲的安排下，在那里生活。
He was arranged by his father and God to live in the land of Canaan.
从这边可以看见，我们在主面前的生活应该在主的保守的一面，不要跑出去了。So
we see in another hand that our life should be protected under the Lord.
就好像我们在以色列国，他们后来。 因为拜偶像，被主放逐到其他地方去。
Just like Israelites, because they worship false gods, so they were captured out of their land.
那我们在主的生活，在我们的生活里面，我们要避免跟一些偶像的东西在一起。
So in our daily life, we should avoid any false gods.
那如果我们在中国台湾，你知道很多啊，那种偶像庙一大堆。
You know, in China and Taiwan, they are full of idols.
那其实，在美国也有一个节日也很像啊。And
there is another festival in America that's similar.
就十月底的那个叫万圣节。Which
is the end of October, the Halloween.
那我不知道为什么中国人把它翻成叫做万圣了。
它其实一点不圣，它很邪恶。And in Chinese, the Halloween was called Thousands Holy, All Saints Day.
Yeah. Oh,
but it's not saint at all.
其实因为那里面其实都是一大堆跟神无关的一些邪灵的一些东西。And
it's actually have all those devil and evil stuff that is not related to saints.
但是如果我们注意的话，我们很容易就好像。 旁边都这样做，我们也这样做啊。
But if we get used to it, then we will be like people surrounding us do it. We can do it too.
我觉得在主面前，我们要看。我再回到我之前讲，就是我们在主面前要看重我们的身份。
We have to pay attention to our status in front of the God.
那有些这些东西，我们知道是主不喜悦的，我们就不做。
We know the things that Lord does not please the Lord, then we should not do it.
如果你读圣经，很明显知道这是主不喜悦的。
And if you read the Bible clearly, then you clearly know that this is not pleasing the Lord.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够有一个分别的生活。
And may the Lord help us to have the separate life.
那第二，我想讲的是他的丰富。
And the second thing I would like to mention is about his abundance.
那我刚才也念过，就是说。 亚伯拉罕把一切都给了以撒。
And we had mentioned that Abraham gave everything to Isaac.
那我最近在念两段圣经，是在诗篇第六章的五到六节。
I want to read the book of Psalms, chapter 16.
对，然后耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。用神量给我地界，坐在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
那在哥罗西书还有一段话，哥罗西书在第二章第九节。In
the book of Colossians,
第二章第九节，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Chapter 2, verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity life. In bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。That
you receive the fullness in Christ.
所以呢，我们在我们从以撒身上，我们看到其实以撒一切都是接受的。You
see that Isaac has received a lot.
以撒从他父亲身上接受，他从神身上接受许多。He
received a lot from his father and from God.
那我们从新约话来讲，就是我们在基督里面，我们接受一切的丰富。
So in the New Testament, we as the Son can receive a lot of fullness from Christ.
所以我们在主面前能够学习说，我们能够领受主的丰富。
So we have to learn how to receive the Lord's fullness.
所以圣经话又另外讲说，主耶稣基督是我们的圣洁、公义、救赎。
So the Bible also mentioned that
智慧、圣洁、公义、救赎。
The Christ is our wisdom, our holiness.And our righteousness.
因为主耶稣基督提供了我们一切，
because,
给了我们一切。
Because Jesus Christ gave us everything.
那我们的弱点就是我们常常想要凭着自己做出一些东西来。
And what is our weakness? Our weakness is that we want to do something out of our own power.
就好像那个我们最近读哥林多前书十三章讲到爱。
And just like in the book of First Corinthians about love.
爱的第一句话就是爱是很久忍耐。又有恩慈。
The first thing about love is that love is endurance and is.
那我们有的时候是有点忍耐了。
Sometimes we have endurance.
但是遇到不能忍耐的时候，我们就发作了。
But sometimes we have our own temper.
我们没办法持久。
We cannot endure long.
我们或者是有的时候有点忍耐。
Sometimes we have this patience.
但是没有恩慈。
But there is no kindness.
外面人看你呢，就是就觉得你觉得你有忍耐，他看不出来你有什么忍耐。
The people who is around you cannot see that you have any patience.
你觉得你好像很有恩慈。
You feel that you are kind.
但是外人摸不到你的恩慈。
But the other people cannot feel your kindness.
因为这都是我们自己陪我们自己想要做出来。
Because this is.What we did out of ourselves.
那这边我想主在那边提醒我们，我们要享受他的丰富，就是让主他自己成为我们的恩慈。
That we have to enjoy his fullness and let him be in charge.
让他成为我们的忍耐。
That he become our patience.
我们总会到一个地步，我们知道我们的自己的忍耐是有限度的。
To a point that we have to understand our patience is limited.
我常常讲说，我忍耐到你现在，我已经很忍了。
And we always say that I have endured you so long till now.
那事实上，实在是我们自己没什么忍耐。
So actually, it shows that we are lack of endurance.
求主让他的生命在我们能够多的彰显。
May the Lord's life will reveal through us more.
我们总要知道，昨天我们在小组查经在青少年聚会上，我们认识主一个很重要，就是主让我们知道认识我们自己。
And we had this youth gathering yesterday, and the main point is that the Lord wants us to understand ourselves.
对，主弟兄们分享，主让我们很大的恩典，就是我们原本是一个不认识自己的人，我们信主之后，主让我们知道我们自己是一个什么样的人。
Brother Chu has shared yesterday that we did not know ourselves, but after we become the Christians, then the Lord allows us to understand ourselves more.
我们必须在主面前承认我们实在是不行。
We have to admit that we are weak.
求主让我们能够享受主的丰富，让主他自己从里面能够彰显出来。
May the Lord allow us to receive His fullness so that it can reveal through us.
好，时间不多，快点讲。
I don't have much time. I'll be quick.
然后第三个，我们讲到说他的顺服。
And the third point about Isaac is his obedience.
那我想很明显哈，以撒是个很顺服的人。
Isaac is a very obedient boy.
所以我想我们弟兄姐妹去帮他儿子取叫以撒，可能一方面希望不知道说云奎是不是这样想法，让他儿子享受他父母所给他的祝福。
I don't know if Paul you have the same reason.By calling his son Isaac to enjoy the father's abundance.
给他神的祝福。
And to receive God's blessing.
然后也让他成为一个顺服的人。
And so that he is also an obedient son.
这样太好了。
What a perfect son.
我们从以撒身上看到两个特点，他很顺服的特点。
And in Isaac, we can see two points that he is fully obedient.
就第一个被他爸爸献祭。
The first is being offered as sacrifice.
他只问了一句话。
He only asked one sentence.
他说父亲啊，他说火跟柴都在，但是献祭羊羔在哪里？
He said the fire and the wood are ready, but where is the lamb for sacrifice?
以撒知道这个羊羔要被稍微献掉的。
Isaac understands burnt sacrifice means being burned.
后来他已经知道他就是那只羊羔。
And afterwards he understood that he is the lamb.
我不知道他当时候，你知道那个按照很多弟兄姐妹读经，我们知道。 以撒他那时候已经至少青少年了。
We understand from the Bible that Isaac is in his teenage.
你知道一个青少年跟一个100岁的打架，哪个会赢？你们想想知道。
You know, if a teenage fight a 100-year-old man, who is going to win?
但是呢，以撒没有讲第二句话。
But Isaac did not say the second sentence.
亚伯拉罕讲了一句话，说耶和华必有预备。Abraham
answered him that our Jehovah is going to prepare.
哦，在这件事情上，以撒我们看到他的顺服。And
we see the obedience. He obeyed his father.
那第二件事情，我们很明显看到是他的婚姻，对不对？
And the second point we see is his marriage.
那我们知道婚姻是他爸爸帮他安排的。We
know the marriage was arranged by his father.
现在有没有想就是说我的婚姻请我爸安排的？
Is there anyone?
你们请一下，举一下手，我们青年的。
Is there anyone who can raise his hand and saying that my marriage was arranged by my parents?
我想我们现在当中青年人大概都不会想，都一定要我们自己找。
And all the youth would say that I would find my own partner.
所以啊，这边我们看到说，以撒他是一个很顺服的人。So
we see that Isaac is an obedient person.
那在这件事情上，因着他的顺服，他就得到很多的恩典。And
because of his obedience, he received more blessings.
因他顺服，那你知道亚伯拉罕安排利百加给他。Because
Abraham arranged Rebecca for him.
那圣经也讲说，以撒爱。
And the Bible mentioned that Isaac loved Rebecca.
哦，让他在这一家面承受恩典。So
that they receive blessings in the.
那我想，我们在这一点就对我们来讲，就是说，其实我们刚信主以后，也许信主一阵，或者信主很久，我们对主有时候，不是那么清楚。After
we believe in the Lord for a while or for a long time, sometimes we don't understand the Lord.
对主的安排好像也不是那么的明白。
We don't understand Lord's arrangement.
但是呢，我想就像以撒一样，我们能够在主面前能够好好的聚会，好好追求主。But
just like Isaac, if we can come to the meeting and gatherings all the time,
因着我们在主面前顺服，主就把恩典跟福气就赐给我们。
Because of the obedience in front of the Lord, then the Lord can give us blessings, just like Isaac.
那另外以撒还有个特点，他就讲了四个。 前面有讲了四个祭，它的第二点四个祭呢，但是我想我们跳过去好了。I'm
going to jump over the four wells.
那我们讲一下雅各。We
are going to mention about Jacob.
那雅各，我想在开始之前，我想一段圣经在创世纪第25章第26节。Book
of Genesis chapter 25 verse 26.
他这边讲了说，随后又生了以扫的兄弟。 手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。And
after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob.
那在中文圣经这边有讲到说，这个雅各的意思就是抓的意思。And
in the Chinese Bible, it translates that Jacob means grab on.
那因为你知道雅各在创世纪里面。 他所描写出来，他这个人就是一个会抓的人。
And you can see from the Bible that his life has been grabbing things.
因此呢，我们在当中呢，我想叫雅各的就不多了。So
among us, not that many were called Jacob.
然后叫以撒的有一些。Being
called Isaac, we had named a few.
那因为这为什么他变成好像是一个变成因为会抓，所以呢，他好像在我们人来看就一个很有心。 心机很有心计的一个人。Because
he can grab things, and so he's like a tricky person.
所以呢，你知道他发生很在他离开自家之前，他发生两件事情，我们很明显知道。第一个就是他骗取了他哥哥长子祝福。Two
things before he left his homeland. That the first is he cheated his brother for the firstborn name.
就是他长子的名分。The
firstborn.
第二个呢，就是因为这个圣经里面很多，但我们就很简短讲。第二个就是讲到说，他骗取他父亲以撒的祝福。The
second is he cheated his father to receive the firstborn's blessing.
他爸爸当时已经眼睛看不见了。His
father was old and cannot see well.
然后他就装他哥哥去骗他爸爸住。And
then he pretended to be his older brother and to cheat his father.
哦，所以说我们知道以撒是一个，哦，不，雅各是一个在神面前是一个很 我们说很狡猾的一个人。
So Jacob is a very tricky person.
但是我们知道说雅各是神所拣选的。
But we know Jacob was chosen by God.
所以呢，在神面前，在人面前来看，虽然是一个这样的一个人呢，但是主要把他在说主拣选呢，主就能够让这个人成为神手中的器皿。
But because he was chosen by God, God will mold him into a vessel used by God.
那我们很快看第一个就要讲到神的管教。
The first we are going to see is the discipline of God.
那我们很明显看到在雅各身上看到神的管教在他身上。
And we see the discipline from God on Jacob.
那我们看到说当这件事情发生，我们刚才提的这件事情以后，他必须要离开家，因为他哥哥要杀他。
And something happened that he has to leave the home because his older brother is going to kill him.
结果呢，他后来就到了他舅舅那个地方去。
And then he went to his uncle's place.
但在他舅舅的地方去呢，他你知道，我们就从圣经里面看到他被他舅舅整。
And then he was tricked by his uncle.
然后本来。为了他所爱的拉杰。
He loved Leah.
不是Rachel.
Oh, he loved Rachel.
然后但是他就把莉亚给他。就他舅舅就把莉亚给他。
But the uncle gave him Leah.
然后他舅舅改了他十字空价。
And his uncle changed the price 10 times.
我们看到说雅各身上发生过他的当他回来的时候，他的妻子，最爱的妻子 Rachel 死掉，拉结。
And we see that by the time Jacob went back home, his beloved wife Rachel had died.
看到他自己的儿子犯了淫乱。
His sons has committed adultery.
看到他最爱的约瑟17岁不见了。
His beloved son Joseph disappeared at the 17 years old.
而且很重要，而且他回来的时候，他的母亲也死了。
And when he returned to his homeland, his mother already passed away.
所以在你可以看到，在雅各身上，他受到对付很深的。
So he has this difficult discipline in Jacob.
那从在我们新约眼光来看，就是神要对付我们这个一面，我们原本的这个。老我这个自己。
In the New Testament, it revealed that the Lord wants to discipline our old self.
让我们这个里面的这个己，神要管教我们。
So that the self in us will be disciplined.
那在新约有一段话，在希伯来书第12章11节12节。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 10 and 11.
他说：“生生的父都是谁？”但谁极易管教我们，唯有圣灵父管教我们，是要我们的益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教是当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验的过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
The human fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
所以呢，在以撒身上，我们看到说，神让我们享受到丰富。
So we see that Isaac has receive abundance.
但是在雅各身上，我们看到对他的对付。
But on Jacob, we see discipline.
然后我们在第二看到是看到就神的家。
And we see the God home.
那我们知道雅各离开家的时候，他是一个从圣经来看，雅各是一个爱家的人。
We see that Jacob loved his home.
那雅各在但是雅各呢，让神让雅各在伯特利这个地方看到了神的家。
And God allowed Jacob to see Bethel as God's home.
那在当时让他看见的时候，其实雅各这个人，其实他看到这个异象的时候，他很害怕。
And actually, Jacob was fearful when he see this vision.
因为我们知道那时候雅各是一个还是很肉体的人。
Because Jacob was still in his flesh.
什么东西都以自己为中心。
He's self-centered.
但是呢，这是神工作的开始。
But this is the beginning of God's work.
神要让我们能够在神的家中能够开始看见我们的自己。
God wants us to see ourselves clearly.
我们常常觉得说我们跟神在一起就好了，我爱神，神爱我就可以了。
Sometimes we feel that we are in God's home, we love God, and God loves me, and that's good enough.
但是神总是要把神的家 放在我们里面。
But God wants us to understand His household.
就是把教会放在我们里面。
And to put this church in us.
当神让我们看教会的时候，我们才知道我们自己是一个很肉体的人。
Only when we understand church, then we see our flesh.
那经过了二十年以后，神让雅各再回来。
And after 20 years, God allowed Jacob to return home.
那雅各对于神的家就有一些新的认识。
And Jacob has this new understanding about home.
那你从他所那个所立的柱子啊
，from the pillars that he set.
因为我们知道在雅各身上有一些特点，就是他有四根柱子啊。
We know that in Jacob's life he set four pillars.
他有时间关系，我们就不讲。就基本上就是说，当他回到伯特利的时候，他对神的家有个新的认识。为什么呢？因为他不仅仅立了石柱，而且殿上的酒。
From after he returned to Bethel, we see that he has more understanding of God's home because not only he set up the pillars, he also poured the oil on it.
I think that's wine.
Pour wine on it.
所以呢 wine, 酒就代表在主面前是有一个喜乐的心。
And wine represents happiness.
那我想我们在主面前是我们在尤其刚刚对于在我们进入教会的生活的时候有时候会觉得格格不入，有时候会觉得与我们这个性情不合。
When we first started the life in church, we feel that sometimes we did not get harmony inside.
但是主要让我们能够知道，主让我们总是有一天让我们知道说，教会是神的心意。
But Lord wants us to understand one day
that
church is His will.
有一天让我们不仅仅在教会的生活，而且让我们在喜悦的在教会的生活中。
And one day we will not just live in church, but pleasantly live inside.
好，第三我们讲到说神的品格的建立啊。
And the third we are mentioning about is the character set by God.
雅各原来是一个很狡猾的人，但是呢，因着神的雕琢、神的管教、神在他面的启示，让他后来呢，在主面前成为一个器皿。
Jacob was a different person, but after being disciplined by God, it became a useful vessel.
特别他在末了在雅各在圣经里面写，他一共活了147岁。
Jacob has lived 147 years.
他在130岁的时候，然后约瑟接着他到埃及去。
At his 130 years old, Joseph received him into Egypt.
在他晚年的时候，不但能够为法老祝福，而且能够为他十二个儿子们都祝福。
At his end age, not only he can give blessing to the Pharaoh, but also to his 12 sons.
就是说呢，原本是一个什么在往里面抓人，到最后能够把主给了别人的一个人。
So he's the person at the beginning grab everything for himself, but at the end he's willing to give everything out.
所以呢，主在雅各身上是很重要的建立，是在神的品格能够建立在雅各的身上。
So Jacob has formed by God with the characters of God.
那这边有一段圣经哦，那我们刚才没有念，就是在马太福音16章24节跟25节。
In the book of Mark.
Matthew.
Book of Matthew.
16章二十四节、二十五节。
Chapter 16, verse 25.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必要丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。”16章二十四、二十
五。十六章。
马太 ，Matthew。
Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever lost his life for me will find it."
所以我们想在雅各身上，明显我们看到说。是神在对于我们这个人己的对付。
So in the life of Jacob, we see that this is a discipline of the Lord in ourselves.
那十字架的工作在雅各的身上有很深的对付。
The work of the cross is the fear in the life of Jacob.
这也是在雅各也在我们身上一个让我们能够思想的一点。And
this is something we can meditate about Jacob.
那我想主在最后我想再分享一点我们就结束。就主在最后的时候我们知道说主在永远旨意有两个大特点。There
are two main points in God's will.
第一个就是神的教会。
First is God's house.
第二个就是神将来的国。And
the second is the God's kingdom.
那主借的亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，要让我们这个人在主面前能够为主所用。Through
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we learn to be used by God.
从亚伯拉罕原来一个人跟他妻子，后来成为一个家，成了一个国。From
Abraham's with his wife become a home and a nation.
就像我们现在一个人，就主让我们一个人信主，让我们成为一个家，让我们进入教会的生活。
So just like us personally, we believe in the Lord and enter into a home.
因为我们每一天在我们在教会生活里，每一天都是为了我们将来神要显现在我们这里的国度。And
we started this life in church because we want to see God's review.
求主让我们的里面有一个对主更深的爱慕。And
may the Lord give us more love to Him.
按照我们很多弟兄分享，主就要快回来了。And
we understand the Lord will return soon.
希望主要 尤其要提我们的时候，我们能够很快放下，能够飞主提头。And
I hope that when the Lord wants to take us up in the rapture, that we can be lifted easily.
不会像你知道罗德或罗德妻子一样，大家很难拉得动。Do
not be like Lot and his wife that cannot be taken up.
呀，求主帮助我们。May
the Lord help us.
我们有点祷告。And
let's have more prayer.
其实我们感谢你，让我们在主面前对整个话有些分享。
Lord, we thank you in front of you that we have the sharing of your word.
因为主，我们知道你爱我们，且爱我们到底。Because
we know that you love us to the end.
主，我们知道你在我们身上有很深的旨意。And
we know that you have this deep will on us.
主，你要雕琢我们这个人，成为主合用的器皿。We
you want to sculpture us and become a useful vessel.
主，让我们能够与弟兄姐妹们能够在主的教会面能够一同的同工，一同的建造。That
we can work together and build the church.
主，让我们一天能够迎接主的再来。So
that we can see your return.
主，能够一同进入永世。That
we can enter into this eternal life.
主，真的求主，让我们每一天有更新对主的认识。And
may the Lord give us this new seeing every day.
主，真的是你的爱常常吸引我们。Your
love has attracted us.
主，让我们能够快跑来，一同的跟随主。May
us run fast to follow you.
感谢主。
May the, thanks the Lord.
祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.